USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Floridians in vulnerable areas are boarding up windows and filling sandbags as Hurricane Ian makes its way north. National Hurricane Center Acting Director Jamie Rome says evacuating will help first responders.
I want to stress that if you're ordered to evacuate, that you must comply with those evacuation instructions.
Forecasters saying Ian will pass west of the Florida Keys Tuesday before it heads up the state's west coast on Wednesday into Thursday. Lawmakers are working on a deal to avoid a partial government shutdown. The federal government runs out of money late Friday night. Democrats who run the House and Senate are crafting a short-term spending extension, but they'll need to get Republicans on board. Two Maryland men are under arrest, accused of trafficking fentanyl disguised as candy. They were arrested earlier this month after meeting with undercover agents to sell roughly 15,000 pills that were hidden in Nerds and Skittles packages. The White House is again slamming Russia's threat to use nuclear weapons to help win its war against Ukraine.
They have made these threats before over the course of this conflict, this past 6 months or more. We, of course, take it seriously.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre calling the threat reckless and irresponsible. She said a nuclear strike would have disastrous consequences for Russia, Ukraine, and the world. Over 60 different ready-to-eat meat products are being recalled over possible listeria contamination. The U.S. Department of Ag saying the products originated at Behrman Meat and Processing Incorporated between July 7th and September 9th. A full list of the affected products can be found on the Food Safety and Inspection Services website. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
While speaking at an event in Texas, former two-time failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton compared a rally led by former President Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler's Nazi rallies. Ohio Republican Congressman Bill Johnson suggests on Fox and Friends labeling Republicans extremists is a good midterm strategy.
I mean, they've reverted to name-calling because they have absolutely no agenda to run on, and everything they've done since Joe Biden has come into office has turned the country upside down.
Pennsylvania Republican Senate candidate Dr. Muhammad Oz is endorsed by the Philadelphia Fraternal Order of Police. On Monday in Philadelphia, Dr. Oz speaks about what he believes his opponent, Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, stands for.
He's clearly way outside the norms of the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, of the people of Pennsylvania. And yet, he's campaigning saying that's the right thing to do. His position's on drugs, where he believes in legalization, decriminalization of all drugs. He's argued we should have heroin injection sites.
A pair of congressional Democrats is in Uvalde, Texas, Monday, near the site of Monday's mass shooting. The House Children's Caucus is holding what's billed as a listening session. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee also saying they're updating the community on the coordinated federal response. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.